Yeah, I'm Kath Addict.
Hello, Kath.
Hi, Kath.
Hi, guys. Oh, my goodness. It's just so amazing to be here today and, you know, to be able to talk on the subject of service when really, you know, if it wasn't for people being of service, we wouldn't be having this event. You know, it's all right having ideas and things and wouldn't that be nice, but it's people who put the work in, isn't it? People who do all the groundwork that bring these things to fruition. So it's just beautiful to be here. And we have, you know, welcome to the newcomers, to people who may not be at that place yet where they've given back in the being service. You know, that they may not have had the experience of actually being in the physical room yet and travelling around the fellowship, you know, getting to know people. So being here today is just such a blessing. So yeah, thank you and welcome. And in our pamphlets, being of service, it says, in addition to finding a spiritual way of life, recovery is about changing negative aspects of our personalities into positive ones. We came into this program with big egos, but little on self-esteem. We thought we were better than other people, yet at the same time felt less than. We were people who took from others and abused friendships all of our lives. We had no concept of doing anything for anyone without the thought of some kind of reward. By the sheer grace of our higher powers, we have found several ways of unlearning such behaviour in the programme. One way is to be of service to the Fellowship of Cocaine Anonymous. So yeah, as I read that, then the sunlight comes, it's been raining really heavy and it's just like the sunlight's just come back through. So yeah, for me, being of service to the Fellowship that saved my life is probably one of the biggest, most important things in my life today. You know, being able to give back to others freely was good to me. You know, being of service, it's just, you know, there's three sides to the triangle, and this is one of the sides. And you know, we have in the groups, we don't have a person who's in charge really. We're all part of a ship, and it's like you know, in any sort of like vessel, there's different people who have different skills. And enjoy doing different things. So, you know, try and just go out and find what it is that floats your boat, you know, whatever it is that lights you up, where you wake up in the morning and you think, wow, that's what I'm going to do today. This is my purpose. Because for me, so before I came into Cocaine Anonymous, and I share about this quite often, but I've never been employed, you know, I've never been responsible. Like it said in that pamphlet then, you know, I'd just taken from life. I was always looking for what was it for me. If I was ever kind to anyone, it was always like, well, there'd be some motive in there, you know. I never selflessly gave. And right back to, you know, when we first start going through the work and we were in the doctor's opinion, it talks about this altruism, this selfless self-sacrifice for others, you know, this selfless disregard, you know, where you just start thinking about other people, and that all comes from having this type of change and, you know, changing the whole way you are. And like say for me, and when I came into Cocaine Anonymous, I've never been responsible. You know, I was a parent, but I wasn't really sales a good mom at all. Because everything in my life was about me. You know, even taking my child to school was about me being able to have a day to myself. You know, I didn't know how to be of service. I didn't know how to be of service to my family. You know, I saw all of them as just not good enough. Like it said, you know, I had like such high regard for myself that I looked down on everybody else. But really, I felt less than. So when I came in, I got a sponsor. And like I say, for anyone who's new, who's still not at the point, you know, I got a sponsor. And then as Joe said before, you know, I asked someone to help me because I knew that without this stuff, I was going to go back. You know, absolutely no doubt at all, I was going to go backwards because I didn't really know what was wrong with me. And I didn't know how selfish I was. I didn't know that, like, me sitting there, sitting inside me all day, every day, thinking about me and my little design for life and my plans was making me sicker and sicker. You know, not at all. So I just came in and I got a home quickly. And straight away, I felt at home. You know, that's all I ever really wanted was to feel at home within myself and feel a part of something. And I became a part of this home group. And you know, I didn't really know anything beyond that. You know, probably for my first year, apart from going to the odd other meeting, I didn't really know that there was a bigger picture to Cocaine Anonymous. I thought that I went to my home group. I didn't really know what Tradition 7 was, apart from the pay for our rent, you know, and we got tea and coffee from it. But apart from that, I didn't know anything about, like, the service structure or anything, you know. And like I say, something in my heart from my very first meeting loved Cocaine Anonymous. And I was told that gratitude is service, you know. If I love this fellowship with all my heart, what am I doing for it? You know, what am I giving back? It was shared before about, you know, what am I doing for my great-grandchildren if they ever need a seat? What am I doing to keep the lights on in our fellowship, you know? And I had to start looking at that stuff. I had to start, like, planning my week so that I could be of service to other people. You know, I went through the 12 steps myself for my own recovery and so that I could give back on that front. You know, I became united. Being around women was like a whole new experience for me because I've never trusted women and they didn't trust me. You know, it was like I saw them as a threat. I was always in competition. You know, it's not like that today. I'm in this fellowship and I'm doing whatever I can to keep it afloat, and that's what we have to do. So, yeah, so I came to a home group and I was in the job of setting up the chairs, you know, and putting the chairs out. And then it was like, okay, so you can read this week. Do you want to do the reading? You know, the keyring countdown, all of that sort of stuff. And like I said, I started to look forward to it and I started to keep going back. You know, I just wanted to go back. And then I expanded on that through a good sponsorship of going down to the district. I turned up there and people said to me, you know, the people who have black keyrings in this fellowship are the ones who do service. Each and I, but if anyone knew, that's hospitals and institutions. And, you know, we carry a message in the hospitals and institutions. We go in and we give back what was freely given to us. You know, there's nothing like coming into a meeting and you've been in H&I and then you see someone come from detox and come to that meeting. It's just absolutely beautiful. You know, it shows you the circle happening. It shows you how this stuff works. And like I said, I started doing H&I and in H&I, it was often difficult because we have come from a fellowship with cocaine in the name. A lot of people would say to me in detox, no, I don't use cocaine. You know, that's not my problem. And I would grow in that. I would grow in my self-esteem by saying, oh, no, it's for anybody. Anybody can come in, you know. And that's what I've done. It kept me out of self. So for years I was doing that. I was going to different detoxes and I was sitting on the committee of H&I. You know, and I went through the progression of the service, different service positions, you know. And in the end, what happened was, after 4 years, other people weren't stepping up into that service. And I think it's really important to share this. And I think it's because I became sort of too much, you know. And we heard that before about finding balance. Sometimes people don't want to take on service if you feel like, oh, well, she does it all, or she's, you know, better at this than me. Sometimes we have to walk away from stuff, and that's the spirit of retention. You know, there's so much to learn. Yeah, there's so much to learn in Cocaine Anonymous, but it's absolutely saved my life. So, like I say, I went then to serve the district, which was unbelievable because I'm a Northwest girl, you know, and I didn't even know it was different districts. I didn't know what it was, to be honest. I thought you had your home group, and sometimes you visited other groups. And I remember when I first came in, I had this like little booklet, a little white booklet, and in it was the meetings. It was like the where to find, and it was all of the meetings at that time all over the UK. And I would look through this and think, wow, one day I'd like to go to a meeting down there, or one day I'd like to go across there to a meeting. You know, it was like firing me up. And because of service, because of my commitment to service, I've got to do all of that stuff. You know, I've absolutely got to go out there and be a part of this chip. And like I say, you know, I became a district service representative for the Northwest, and I got to go down to the area, which at the time was in Elstree and Boreham Wood, which was like, it was very, very strange because we were in an old scout hut. So, you know, I have this impression that they'd all be sat there like judges in a crown court, you know, all at this big table with all gold and stuff. And it wasn't. It was a bunch of addicts, the same as myself, all sat in a scouse hut, you know. And I got to just demystify that for myself and the fear around that. And like I say, I became more and more useful. It was unbelievable to me, really, that I got a chance to have a voice. I was learning to speak and to say what was my truth and what I was carrying from my district. And I was going back. And it was like, it was just unbelievable. You know, the thing is really that I'm sharing this for is that anybody who has not pushed themselves to those limits yet, you know, they're absolute treasures away beyond that, you know. I served as a district service rep for 2 years for the Northwest. And then when that came to its end, I liked it so much with all of these people from all around the country that I took on service. I took on service at area and I became the chair of the steering committee, which was a hard job for me because it was like going out researching things, bringing people together. And, you know, the thing was that for someone who'd been so shy, because I was crippled with shyness. That's why I enjoyed heroin so much, because when I smoked heroin, I could just go off into my own world. You know, I could just stay in. I wasn't someone who raved and partied at all. I was someone who went out and scored and went home. That was my story for 28 years. You know, I didn't like to socialise. I didn't like to interact. And like what I'm saying is that service, being of service to this fellowship, has given me skills and abilities beyond what I could have even imagined, you know. Like I said, I started sitting with the area and, you know, getting around and doing different things and, you know, attending different unity days and different meetings. And I'm just growing because every morning I ask God in my morning prayer to build with me and do with me as thou will. You know, what would you have me be today, God? How can I show my love today? How can I be grateful today? What do I need to do, you know, to get out of me? Because like I say, I'm the problem, you know, and like, that's what happened. I just continued to do this stuff, continued to grow. And because of that, I am absolutely convinced that I got a job. I got my dream job because of the service and this fellowship. You know, everything I have in my life is stamped with Cocaine Anonymous. It really is. You know, I've got my family back and, you know, I have difficult relationships sometimes with different people, and as everybody does, but by being of service and putting these skills and things that I've learned into practice, I can live a better life. You know, like I say, chairing meetings and all sorts of stuff has all helped me to become the woman I am today. And you know what? I've got no doubt that there's a lot further to go and a lot more work ahead. A lot more work ahead. And, you know, it's like, I think when I first came in, I thought, well, what I need to do is I just need to stay here and I need to get well. And I thought that's where it ended at me. But like I say, there's so much more on offer. There's so much more on offer in Cocaine Anonymous than just getting clean, because getting clean is not enough. It wasn't enough for me. You know, to be in right in the middle of that triangle of service, unity and recovery, there's no other feeling like it on earth. And, you know, for anybody, like I say, who hasn't done this stuff yet, you know, give it a go. When we reopen, you know, find yourself a home group, find yourself somewhere that you feel at home. That's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, like I say, I get to live a life today where I'm fully self-supporting. You know, that's unbelievable to me. Because like I say, until I found these rooms, I've never even had a proper job. I've never had a job. You know, I got pregnant when I was 18, and then I became someone who just stayed at home, minding the baby. And I had a partner who went to work, and, you know, and then we split up, and I just stayed on benefits for all of those years that I lost. And like I say, I think often I added the wrong way around. I thought, what can you do for me? But instead, the gold is in what can I do for you? How can I be of service to you? Because like I say, it's about having that peace within yourself where you can go to bed at night and think, I have made a difference today. What have I packed into the stream of life? You know, instead of me taking, you know, solely for profit motive, like I said at the beginning, you know, always thinking about myself and what can I gain from this stuff? It's like, no, you know what? I came in as like a rough diamond, you know, I came in with so many hard edges and so many fears. I didn't even know that I was fearful. I was afraid. I just thought I was nervous. You know, but I didn't know how to break it down to look at what was really going on. And like I say, I'll be forever grateful to Cocaine Anonymous. And, you know, like I said, if people hadn't have done what they've done today, we wouldn't all be here. If people hadn't have been of service and got out there and passed a message on and set up rooms and put the lights on for people like us, you know, the people who do the literature and read the meeting cards out, and, you know, the people who sit next to you when you're a newcomer and go, you know what, you're going to be all right. That's all of being of service. You know, we get to carry this into our families as well. You know, today I get to be a good mum and a good grandmother to my little grandkids. You know, I get to be a good employee. You know, I earn the money that I make today. I'm not there for a freebie. I'm not there to see what I can get from it. I go there and I show up and it's like, what can I do? What can I do today to give back? And that's what service has given me. It's given me purpose in my life. It's given me an ability to be the real me. You know, like I say, when you're given a service position and you have to suddenly have a voice, it can be difficult for someone if you're quite shy or you're a people pleaser, or, you know, you find of what will they think of me if I say what's on my heart. But for me, that's where I've grown through stepping through that stuff. I've had many, many service positions in Cocaine Anonymous. At the moment, I make brews in my home group, but I'm also a World Service Delegate. And so I have service at World, you know, at world level. But like, there's nothing on earth like making brews. And my home group and people going, oh, that's a lovely cup of tea, that cat. Or that's a lovely cup of coffee. You know, like the weeks where I'll finish work and I'll go and get nice biscuits for the meeting. And I'll go in there and everyone, you know, like, we're all so excited to see each other and I'm happy, honestly, that's being of service. Pull the chairs away at the end of the day, making sure we leave the facility in a decent way for the people who are going to come in the next morning or whatever. All of that is being of service. And, you know, I wrote something, and, you know, I wrote something because without this, without people being of service, there's nowhere for the newcomers to go. That is the truth. You know, that there's nowhere for us to go. You know, if there wasn't, like I said, someone sat there waiting for me with a chair ready for me to pass this on and to make sure I felt safe and I was okay, I wouldn't be here today, you know, absolutely not. It's not just about the people who take us through the steps, how we can best serve this fellowship as well. You know, because the newcomer, people don't always realise that, like, money, I've learned this through going through all of the service structures, but money is not the lifeblood of Cocaine Anonymous. It's the newcomer. You know, we're not meant to be rich. We're really not. We're meant to be rich in spirit, and we're meant to be rich in unity and service. But we're not meant to be rich in money. We're meant to be rich in those things, so that we can give back and care for other people. You know, to, like I said, but if one of my grandsons ends up down the bend like me, you know, or one of my great-grandchildren, that there's a place for them to go, that someone will leave the lights on and someone will sit with them and say, you know what, we're going to be okay. So I wrote this little thing again, just before I go, and it says, being a service to the Fellowship of Cocaine Anonymous has given me a place to call home, a sense of belonging in the world and purpose in my life, and an honest voice, the connection with you, being able to be myself and spend time with my God. For this, I will be forever grateful. Thank you for allowing me to serve you, and I'll leave it.